Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Recently, there were a series of stories done by Fox 8 relative to some NOPD officers ghosting, either ghosting the detail or ghosting their assigned duties within the NOPD, which means that they were being paid, but they actually were not there. And as a result of that, we had an opportunity to talk to Dr. Skip Gallagher, UNO professor and NOPD watchdog, about some of what went on as it relates to that investigation of time in 2024 as well as in 2023 and beginning to look at 2025. Well, it turns out that there was a previous investigation done on one of the officers named in that Fox 8 story, Sergeant Henry Burke, that goes back a number of years before this, and that there were findings there that were very problematic, and Dr. Skip Gallagher is here to talk to us about that. Doc, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Good to talk to you again.
So, there was about a 76-page report. I read it last evening that was generated by the Public Integrity Bureau. This is a lot of the same thing, right? Being on paper, two different places at the same time. Not good.
Yes, yes. And it is a particularly thorough report. In many cases, these reports are not very thorough. They often are just a few pages. They gloss over it. The officer gets a brief suspension, and they continue on about the behavior. And one of the things I wanted to mention is that these reports are very, very difficult to obtain. They often take months or even years to obtain these reports. Once these investigations are done, they're put under lock and key, and it is incredibly difficult to get these. As a matter of fact, in many cases, I've had to sue the city to obtain records like this. And the last time I sued the city, it took 1.5 years to obtain the public records I was trying to get through that suit. So to get these kind of reports really just shows a spotlight on the kind of issues that they have. And this, again, this report is actually, this officer did, the investigating officer did a very thorough job in investigating Officer Burke. But what we saw from Channel 8 is this did not discourage Officer Burke from continuing his behavior.
Yeah, I mean, there were, I don't know, I didn't add up all of the days that he was in violation and all of the number of complaints that were filed that were actually sustained by PIB, nor did I see what the actual punishment was, really articulated in this report. Do we know if there was any?
No, I don't know what the punishment was. I think they are still awaiting a hearing for this. So I think the punishment has not been administered at this point. So it's a little discouraging because if you, and I emailed these to you just a little while ago, in 2024, Officer Burke was the third highest paid officer in the police force at $256,000. So I went back and looked 5 years, 6 years out, and he was in the top 20 earners for all of those years. In 2023, he was the 16th highest paid officer at $214,000. And that's when that investigation was occurring. So it was in 23. And if you look back at the dates that this investigation covered, one of the things you might note is that the ranking officer at PIB at that time was Sabrina Richardson, who also had her own payroll fraud issues and was punished and put on 120-day suspension. So you can imagine we would not do a very thorough investigation if you were involved in the same behavior as another officer. So we didn't really see payroll fraud investigations moving forward effectively because the ranking officer at PIB had their own payroll issues. It's really a telling problem and endemic within the NOPD.
There were a couple of things in the report that kind of struck me as being odd. So this report covered activities from January of 2019 through December of 2022. And they provided in exhaustive detail each individual count. But they kind of summarily dismissed public payroll fraud in almost every case here because they asked a question of Sergeant Henry Burke in an administrative hearing because he refused to give a criminal statement once his rights were read to him. So they converted it to an administrative hearing, and they simply asked if he intended to defraud any particular party, and he said no. And when he got to the findings in the report, they said that they found him to be credible, and as a result of that, they did not sustain any of the public payroll fraud allegations that were actually provided.
Yeah.
That seemed really odd to me. I mean,
look, it's a glaring, screaming point that you've brought up. I am so glad that you mentioned that. This is exactly what payroll fraud is. When you're a public servant and you're getting paid twice at the same time, that is payroll fraud. That is something that should be prosecuted. Now, the department has notoriously just left these alone. Even when their own investigations show an officer engaged in payroll fraud, they simply will not move forward with it. And how they dismiss it is payroll fraud. I don't know. Their own investigation supports payroll fraud. This officer was supposed to be in two places at the same time. There's also, this report is littered with examples where the officer was in one place and then almost instantaneously showed up at another place to be engaged in, say, a detail. And what you and I know, that's impossible. You can't get through New Orleans traffic in 0 minutes and be somewhere else. It's another example of payroll fraud where you are not able to collect money when you're not performing the job that you're supposed to be doing. And you're absolutely right. This officer was found to be credible when clearly they had to be lying about this. And of course, the Channel 8 investigations show just that. This officer was not where he was reported to be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The other thing that I found kind of interesting in this report is in more than one occasion, they talk about the Office of Secondary Employment. Mm-hmm. And they make characterizations of the record keeping or lack thereof of the Office of Secondary Employment, which to me is a big, big problem, because the whole reason that was created was to make sure that they had a detailed record of what these officers were doing as it relates to working details, as opposed to working on duty and having it approved and everything else. And basically, I guess it would be fair to characterize it as saying that they just discounted a wholesale, you know, disallowed their records because they said historically they have found them to be in error, and they don't have any confidence in another unit of the NOPD whose sole responsibility is to maintain and keep these records.
Yes. And this is something they've done. They've tried to throw this record-keeping problem under secondary employment. Well, if secondary employment has such a problem, then they should check their work. And one of the points that they're supposed to be tasked with is actually ensuring that officers are where they're supposed to be when they're performing details. And I've done 3 public records requests, and secondary employment has, in each of those requests, said they have never done an audit of that. They have never gone out to the site to ensure that an officer is there. And that's part of their responsibility, to ensure officers are there. And it's spelled out in their own system. And, you know, there's also a very big glaring problem in this report. If you notice, there is no GPS or license plate data on Officer Burke here. Why didn't they pull GPS data and license plate data showing the officer would be out of place or not where they are reported to be? I've only seen 2 PIB reports ever that used GPS data. As a matter of fact, one of them I don't even think is public. Officers have routinely been denied the ability to access GPS data or license plate data, which would show officers are not where they're saying they are. And that really is a problem. You cannot turn around and say, I would like you to investigate this person, but you cannot use GPS and you cannot use license plate reader data to tell me where that person is. And we've seen a couple of notable exceptions. For example, Officer Vappy, GPS data was used in Officer Vappi's case. But there has only been two that I know of. There's another officer that GPS data has been used, and that officer is up for a disciplinary hearing tomorrow.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because we use that extensively at the JPSL. There was another point in the report that struck me as odd as well. The investigating officer was curious, to say the least, but I think, you know, more appropriately, was really wanted to know how the complainant in this case was able to derive the information that they had. And I think she even made the observation that the information that was provided by the complainant was better than some of the information that they were able to get their hands on during the course of the investigation, and kind of left this open-ended question, like, you know, it's interesting as to how this individual was able to get these records.
So
did you find that odd?
Oh, I do, and the complainant is me. I'm the one that filed.
Well, I wasn't sure because it's blacked out in the report, but
it is.
I suspected it was, but it was kind of like they really want to know where you get your information from. why don't you worry about the behavior of the officer first and foremost, as opposed to where the complainant's information is coming from?
Yes, and that concerns me a little bit. I think the officer that did this report is a very, very competent officer, and I am glad the NOPD has her on staff. But yes, I spent a considerable amount of time paging through records, doing public records requests, and putting it all together in a way that is very easy to understand and quite comprehensive. And I guess that's the part of me that's a scientist. You want to put something together in an understandable way so that your students understand something. And in this case, you have to put together two different records of payment into a single record. And that's exactly what I did for this. And you know, there's something else that this, when you have such extensive fraud, how do you not question the officers approving this officer's payroll? How do you not look at how this officer for years has been in the top 20 in the department, earning, you know, $188,000 in 22, $185,000 in 21, $158,000 in 2020. 183 in 2019. This is a very, very well-paid officer. How do you not question the superiors, the people that were approving this payroll? This cost the city so much. You can imagine we could comfortably hire two or three officers for what this single officer is being paid. And yet now we know from Channel 8 that the officer often wasn't at work, and we could hire someone that actually would go to work. Matter two people or three people at $256,000. I think what that works out to about $85,000 per person. That's a pretty respectable pay.
I mean, you know, what's interesting to me on page one of the report in their synopsis, and I'll just read this number six. They're talking about information that I guess that you provided. That Sergeant Burke worked months without a single day off. In fact, over a 14-month period of time in 2020, he was only off 2 days.
Yes.
And in 2021, over 8 months in 2022, a single day off.
Yes.
And in the year of 2021, the entire year, 2 days off.
Yep. these are red flags that should be screaming.
I mean, this is ripe for officer burnout. I mean, right? I mean, if you're actually working these hours, you can't physically and mentally and emotionally hold it together for that period of time if that's what, if you're actually working all of the hours that are associated here. There's no way.
But yeah, and this is something I pointed out in my complaint, that these officers, these hours are physically impossible. We would have officers who would have, if you've ever talked to a psychologist or a psychiatrist about work fatigue, you start to have psychiatric breaks with reality. You'll start to see things and hallucinate when you have been sleep deprived for that long. This is not something that happens. And put it in perspective, what if our pilot for our aircraft claimed this many hours, or our train conductor, or the truck driver that's driving down the interstate? All of those have very, very reduced restrictions. I think in the areas of 10 hours before they must rest for 8. And yet we have an officer that's repeatedly claiming back-to-back 16 hours and 35 minutes. And the only way to get to these types of compensation, these $250,000 officers, is to cheat the system. And we now have video of that. But as the, you know, when I was on with you the last time, one of the things I suggested is that the NOPD pull GPS data and license plate data for a new investigation into Officer Burke. But what do you think the odds are that we're going to see that?
Well, most of that data is probably gone now, because I don't think they maintain it for that period of time. So they're not going to get it, quite frankly.
Well, the GPS data they should be able to get, but the license plate for the most recent stuff, if they pulled it quickly, they should have it going back 3 months. They keep license plate data 3 months.
Sure. No, no doubt. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Look, you can conduct investigations where you find only what you desire to find.
Thank you.
I'm not making any allegation here, but I mean, you know, there's more than one way to skin a cat, and it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Going back to the statement, did you intend to defraud anybody when you filled out these forms that were in fact incorrect? No. Well, I find you credible. There it is.
Yep. And then we don't see him prosecuted. Yeah. And what lesson does this teach? This officer just did not stop, even while being investigated, continued to commit payroll fraud.
If you add up all the years from 2018 through the most recent investigation going, you know, through 2024 and 2025, he's been doing this for that entire span.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, it's a long time, seven years. I mean, yeah. And obviously we still don't get it. We don't get what the obligation is or what the obligations are. But as always, Dr. Skip Gallagher, always enjoy speaking with you. And thank you so much for the detailed work that you do. UNO professor and NOPD watchdog. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Oh, you too, Noel. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.